بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a number of distinguished reciters of the Holy Quran in a gathering titled Communion with the Holy Quran. This meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniyah on the first day of the blessed month of Ramadan, March 2nd, 2025. Today, in terms of relations with the world outside our own society, the Iranian nation is faced with a vast front of power-hungry unbelievers or hypocrites. This is the current situation. We don't have problems with other nations. Nations are either brothers with each other, or if they aren't, they leave each other alone. It's the power-hungry who meddle in the affairs of countries and nations. Today, we are among those countries that face a broad front of such power-hungry people. How should we deal with them? The Quran contains guidance on how to deal with them. The Quran makes it clear when we should speak with them, when we should cooperate with them, when we should strike them in the mouth, and when we should draw the sword. All of these are clearly outlined in the Quran.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar.
Regarding social issues within the society, our relationships, you know that according to Islam, after monotheism, Islamic understanding, and being connected with God, the most important matter in the formation of an Islamic society is justice, social justice. After monotheism, the prophets didn't invite people to anything as much as they invited them to justice. We have problems in the area of social justice, and the solution to this is in the Quran. In terms of our personal lives and our personal condition, we are afflicted with moral and spiritual diseases. Not just us, but all of the humanity today is suffering from these spiritual and moral ailments. People are afflicted with envy, stinginess, suspicion, laziness, pursuing desires, selfishness, and the tendency to prioritize their own interests over those of the society as a whole. These matters exist among us too, although we are an Islamic society. We have made some progress in certain areas, but at the same time, we also suffer from these afflictions. The remedy lies in the Quran.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.